30 public housing communities in Phoenix have been selected to join a program that's working to end the digital divide.
Many Americans are left behind when it comes to internet access in the U.S., especially those who live in public housing, who are often seniors, people with disabilities, and low-income families. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this.
So the city's housing department will work with nonprofit Everyone On to create a platform to provide free or low-cost internet access for families who live in public housing here. This is actually the expansion of a pilot program that had 20 public housing communities that the city already took part in. I spoke with Angela Duncan. She's the deputy director of the City of Phoenix's housing department. More about it.
We recently did a survey of about 350 of our public housing residents. And almost half of those who responded reported to us that they don't even know how to use a computer, and that about half, roughly half, 51%, also said they don't have regular access to the internet at home. So it is a problem, and for those residents who do not have access to the internet at home, affordability of internet services and equipment is the most cited reason why.
Right. And tell us a little bit about the populations that live in public housing and how that plays into this.
Mm-hmm. Public housing residents, typically, you know, some of the lowest incomes in the community. So we do have high poverty rates and low income. I think for our public housing residents, average income is about $12,000 per year. So that's where, you know, affordability of these services becomes important. So we do have a number of different special needs populations who live in public housing, as well elderly, persons with disabilities, so forth. We also have, you know, a significant population of families, single mothers with children. So we want to make sure that the youth who live in our public housing communities also have the same access, since we know that access to the internet can help with, you know, educational outcomes, can provide different services for families. You know, if employment is an issue, it provides a way that families and individuals can access outside services.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about why this is necessary. You can have internet and use it for surfing the web or watching Netflix or whatever, but this is about equal opportunity, it sounds like, for the city.
Correct. It's about equal access. It's important to us to have our residents be able to access different services from, like, banking services. We also find that a lot of our public housing residents don't even have a bank account. So access to all of the services that we take for granted, from, you know, banking, education. A lot of schools now are going to, you know, tablets and tablet-based type of programs. So we want to make sure that our public housing residents, that affordability isn't an issue for them to be able to keep up with the digital world that we live in.
So the city already, you know, provides services like internet and computer access at public libraries, for example. Uh-huh. So I wonder, why is it necessary, do you think, to have this in the home for people?
I think it's more of ease of access and convenience. Again, you know, we want to make sure that our public housing residents have that same access as you and me.
How is this program being paid for? This is a pilot program that's been in place in the past.
So it's a partnership, a public-private partnership between the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, a nonprofit called Everyone On, and public housing authorities across the country. So really, the program is about providing a platform for communities to be able to, you know, access different internet providers, discounted services. So there's really not a component that's really being paid for. It's more of a platform for internet providers to be able to connect with public housing authorities to provide residents discounted internet access, discounted hardware, equipment, and also connect with agencies who provide digital literacy training so that residents can not only get the access, affordable access, they also know how to use it.
All right. Angela Duncan is the deputy director of the City of Phoenix's Housing Department. Angela, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the show.